Sunday morning, had the honour of being in Melbourne down at Werribee for Racing Retro with a number of the international horses, and our good mate Red Cadeau, who we've seen race in the Melbourne Cup three times already, is back again. Looking after the horse for Ed Dunlop is Robin Trevor Jones. Morning, Robin.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Good to talk to you, mate. It was the morning after when I spoke to you on television. You got in on Saturday. You've had a few extra days. How's Red Cadeau doing?
Oh, everything's going according to plan. He's very well. He's been cantering. Everything's going, as I say, just how I want it.
It's interesting. Sometimes you see these international horses just simply walk for a few days inside the quarantine barn, but you've decided you sort of were out there, I think, on Monday for a canter?
Well, we had a jog round on the Monday. The thing was, he lost 3 kilos in transit getting to Australia from England. He put that on very quickly and he started to put weight on, so we have to do a little bit with him.
They're remarkable things, but do you think he really knows where he is?
Well, I don't know if you saw him when he got off the float at Werribee. He had a roll and jumped and kicked like a 2-year-old. He seemed to be very happy to be back here.
It's remarkable. We showed that vision on Retro on Sunday where he shows that he's really bright and well, that he was straight down into the sand rail, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. He enjoyed that. He did.
All right. So is it a case of slowly just building him up? You mentioned he's putting on some weight. How do you see the next sort of week to 2 weeks?
That will depend on whether we run in any of the preps. You know, there's a few available for us to go for. We'd have to work that out with owner and trainer. And if it's not a prep and straight to the cup, we can go gently, as you say. But we'll just have to put a bit more pressure on him if we want to run in one of the trials.
Okay, so it's a case of Ed Dunlop back in the UK with the owner deciding whether you want to run in either a Caulfield Cup or another lead-up race.
That's absolutely correct. You know, the other two races, he'd probably carry so much weight. But Caulfield Cup is only 2 weeks away from Melbourne Cup, which probably is a bit close for Red Cadeau.
You just feel that he does like it reasonably fresh, don't you?
Well, he seems to get... If he's pain-free going into the race, not stiff, you know, he does run a better race. He'll still run his race, but I personally would rather him go straight to the Melbourne Cup, but that's not my decision.
No, it's the owner's decision. And the owner, tell us a little about him.
Mr. R. Cooley, great man from Hong Kong. He has a lot of horses with us in the UK. He's a great sportsman. He loves his horse racing, and Red Cadeau leads his strength.
And he looks after the horse he travels all around the world and he seems to cope so well with it that he gets his own stall when he flies?
Correct. You know, when they come over from the UK, they normally share a stall with another horse, which half the price of the stall. But Mr. R. Cooley, he'll pay for the whole stall for Red Cadeau. So when we get up in the air, I take everything out of the stall. He's let down. He's basically got a stable in transit when he's flying along.
He's a remarkable horse. If cross the fingers you make the Melbourne Cup, this will be his fourth run at it. I mean, it'd be interesting to look back and see just how many Ks he's covered in these races.
Yeah, you'd be right there. But look, in the world speaking, there is only two real races that suit him. The Melbourne Cup and the Tinno Show in Japan. Yeah. Now, often the Tinno Show ground is so firm, as it was last year, it just doesn't suit him. Your ground here is probably quick ground, but it's safe ground. So he doesn't mind that. So they're really his best two chances each year.
And has Ed and the owner gone as far as a jockey at this stage, or are they waiting to see what happens as well?
You'd need more than a crowbar to get Mossay off him.
Yeah, I was going to say. All right. he has got a mixed feeling here, but he's a world-class jockey, hasn't he? Isn't he?
Oh, of course he is. Of course he is. You know, he's very experienced, cool on the big day, knows where to be. If he's got the horse under him, he'll win.
Yeah, no, I understand. All right, well, mate, we're looking forward to seeing him again, whether it's a lead-up or straight to the Melbourne Cup. We'll wait and see. It's a remarkable adventure to Melbourne, isn't it? This year, there was 19 horses on that flight on Saturday. There's just so many of them now.
Yep, I don't know if it was us or maybe the French horses, Americane and Dunedin. But it's got everybody in Europe, it's opened their eyes and everybody wants a piece of this.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, thanks for joining us, Robin. We'll stay in contact. Let's hope the horse makes it to the Melbourne Cup again.
Cheers, mate.
Good on you, Robin Trevor.